The Burt Show.
You guys know The Fray? This is what The Fray sounds like with hit songs right here. We are in our in-home studio. I was just telling these guys it's funny that there are people in the building that won't say hi to us in the halls, but when we have The Fray in, man, hey, I love The Burt Show, man. I'll be in there for that.
I hear The Fray's going to be here today. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. The Fray should be walking in here any second now.
Yeah, so we're in a separate room from the regular studio that is all decked out as a performance space, and we've got some Burt Show and Q100 listeners in here to enjoy this special performance, this private VIP performance of The Fray.
Yeah, they've been winning over the last couple of days, and The Fray should be walking in here any couple of minutes. Jen and I were talking earlier, like, The Fray is one of these bands that you just don't read, like, there's just not a lot of rumor, paparazzi not following them around. It's just not like what they are. They're about music.
Yeah, they really are dedicated to the music, and I think their fans follow them because of that. But you're right, there's not a whole lot of ups and downs or crazy rumors or TMZ's not following them everywhere. So pretty clean-cut band, and, you know, stick to the basics.
Yeah, no one's dating a celebrity. You don't see them throwing up in the middle of the night, stuff like that.
They're all married, too.
Yeah.
So
I don't even know what we're going to talk to them about.
Well, I think there's a lot to explore there about, you know, I mean, the music industry is in a different place right now. Bands are having to tour a lot more to be able to make money. And so they're out on tour a lot more. I wonder how their wives are feeling about that. So
yeah,
I have to ask them.
I think I read yesterday also, although you never know what you read on the internet, that two of the guys were in like rival high school bands.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even like each other for a while. And then out of necessity, they kind of came together and like, hey, this works pretty well. I like you now.
Hey, you're kind of good at this.
Yeah, let's make money.
Yeah.
So, all right, The Fray, we ready to go? Let's bring them on in. Here they are.
Woo!
The Fray. The Q100 Studios walking in right now. Isaac and Joe, Dave, Ben, The Fray at Q100.
Welcome.
That is the, there are four guys in here that have the, damn, we played late last night. I can't believe we got to be up early to do this. But we're glad you guys came. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Thanks a lot for coming on in.
No problem. Thanks
now,
for having us.
You guys played Variety Playhouse last night?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Good. Actually, yeah. It was a really good show.
Are there times where you guys, I think a lot like our show also, there are some days where we come in studio and there are some days we're all clicking, and there are just some days that we just all suck.
Right.
What's that?
How's today?
Today? It's too early to tell. I'll let you know over the next 15 minutes. So do any like live performances stand out where you guys just all rocked it one night and another one where you guys just all just sucked?
This one might be one of those. Hopefully it's a good one.
It's going to be one of the
other. It's going to be one or the other. It's going to go either way.
Anytime in touring where like one night just stands out where you're like, yeah, that's what we got to remember and that's what we want to do every night.
Yeah, actually, there's a venue in Denver called Red Rocks, and U2 recorded under a blood red sky there, and a lot of famous bands played there. Beatles played there and stuff. And we had a show there that it rained at, and everybody stayed. Actually, probably like some of the dudes left, but for the most part, everybody stayed. And I don't know, we all just clicked, and we actually had to like cover the instruments so that Dave and Joe didn't get shocked to death. So it might have been a funner show for me than them, but yeah. I felt like we had synergy that night.
Do you guys after like after a show like sit down and go, okay, this is what worked and this is what didn't work, or you just we'll do it again tomorrow night?
Yeah, we used to videotape each show.
And then go back and look
and
at
go
it.
Go back. Yeah, well, it kind of worked, but you'd end up, you know, you're on tour and you're videotaping a show, and then you get on the bus, and by that time it's like 2 a.m. and then or 3 a.m.
Who wants to watch the show
again? Who wants to watch the show? And Ben was usually the guy watching from the couch for maybe the first couple songs, and then you'd come in and get, you know, water or something, and he's just...
Past that.
Yeah, dude. Show's not that boring.
Bored by it at that point. Yeah. It's The Fray on The Burt Show on Q100 this morning.
We were talking about this before you guys came in, and we were wondering about with the state of the music industry, bands touring a lot more now to support themselves. How are all of your wives feeling about you guys being out on the road?
Good. I think the state of the industry doesn't really affect them. We're leaving, whether it's going to be good money or bad money. The state of the industry is kind of freaky, just from our standpoint, tour-wise and all that. Just gas prices may go up or whatever. But I think for the most part, like, people have always listened to music. People will always listen to music, and the way they get it's changing. And it's going to be okay, everyone.
Is it affecting your families at all because you guys are out more? Are they used to it by now?
Oh, well, definitely the first like 2 years when we're, you know, slumming it and having to ask for a loan to pay your bills. That's when it gets a little hard because they're like, I need to buy some groceries and you're gone for like, you know, a month at a time. We had to like put in the time to break the band and do the thing. And it's a little easier now because we can say, well, we're going to go for 3 weeks and then come back for a week or 2 weeks. So we kind of have like time frames now. So
is the mentality of what was going to be your future wise more like, look, this is a band, this is what we're signing up for. So it's not going to be so shocking if they're on the road that many weeks. It sort of knew what they were getting into.
I think we've learned how to do it healthy now. So, yeah, it's just it's a different dynamic than it was the first couple of years. But we didn't know what we signed up for. So
yeah.
I don't think they could anticipate anything.
Do they ever travel with you guys? Do you bring them on the road?
Yeah, they come out. It kind of sucks because your life comes to a screeching halt when you come on the road. And we have stuff to do, which is cool, but they just sort of sit around and check out the local museum or something. So, you know, it's kind of boring for them, but they come out every couple of weeks, yeah.
Could you pinpoint a time where they were used to be really excited to be out on the road with you? Was there one specific city where they're like, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm so sick of this.
Yeah.
No, it's
I heard a yeah in there somewhere.
No, they're so supportive, man. I don't think we could do this without them. And it sucks because on one hand, like, I wish I was single, as weird as that sounds, because you wouldn't have anybody to miss, you know?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, we wouldn't have anybody to go home to either. So it's like, it sucks on either side.
I'm happy, though.
Oh, you're happy?
I think we're happy. We're happy,
it's
guys.
It's early, man. You ask me in 2 hours, I'll have a totally different answer.
Well, we'll talk more to the fray here in just a couple of minutes, but we want to hear some stuff off the new album, which comes out February 3rd. Is that right?
Yeah.
I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Tuesday.
Well, let's Tuesday. Do what you want to do, guys. It's your time. It's the fray on Q.
Are we clicking? You guys on? We're good?
I'm feeling it.
All right, we're feeling it.
A definite energy going on.
I found God on the corner of First and Amistad, where the West was all but one. All alone, smoking his last cigarette, I said, where you been? He said, asking anything. Where were you when everything was falling apart? All my days were spent by the telephone.
Surrounded, surrounded.
Ray on Q100. Can you guys feel a hit when you're in the studio? I mean, you guys had Over My Head and How to Save a Life. Specifically with those two songs, was there something special about those two where you were there in studio going, okay, all right, those are a little different. That might be a hit right there.
We're not very good at the whole what's going to work at radio thing, but I remember the first time recording How to Save a Life. It was like right on the edge of like what we understood and what we knew, kind of like what we were comfortable with. And I'd love to like sing about stuff we figured out years ago, and you're like, let me tell you my wisdom. Yeah. And that stuff is like right on the border, so it's kind of uncomfortable to sing about that stuff. It's still uncomfortable just because, you know, you're like being vulnerable in front of a bunch of people. I mean, you guys just seem nice, but I never met you before. You know, and it's like imagining walking into a Starbucks and being like, "Hello, everyone. I'd like to tell you all about the things that I don't know." So that's hard. But I think that was the theme, if there was any, about those first two songs. They're both really vulnerable.
How do you guys write songs as a band?
We get them on this website. It's like
hits.com.
Hits.com. It's probably a real site.
This radio rating thing.
Which format would you like to succeed in? No, we have a bunch of little snippets and little. It's like a junkyard kind of back home. We just walk around and we're like, this looks like a good piece of bumper or something, you know? And then we start to put things together.
Do you guys all write the lyrics? Do you write the lyrics and then the band helps put together the music? Like, how does it come
Everybody's
together?
Good at something different, so we all sort of like bring it together. Some of us write first and then bring it to the other guys, and it's kind of a weird process. We haven't really figured it out yet, so we'll get back to you as soon as
we figure it out.
Nailed down, yeah.
You guys ever bump heads? Like, one guy is sure we should go in this direction, and another guy should never.
No. We're
liars.
We are in perfect unison.
Liars.
Like four swabs.
Absolutely lying, man. Yeah. What do you do when there's a stalemate? That should have been the question. What do you do when there's like one guy thinks you should go in one way, another guy thinks you should go a different direction?
We vote, actually. It's usually what we do.
Call our manager.
He doesn't like my guitar line.
Paper, rock, scissors always works. Yeah.
Actually, we're surprisingly diplomatic about things. Yeah. I think we talk through it until everybody feels comfortable.
Yeah.
Who picked the name of this new album?
Actually, our producer suggested it. We had written a list of probably 8-10 different options, and nothing was sticking. And he's like, self-titled. You should think about self-titled. So it started brewing us, and then it made sense. Like, you know what? Why not?
Yeah.
Let's just self-title it. So, yeah.
I want you guys to bring us back to that time. You know, you were talking about how you weren't even sure the Fray was really going to be the Fray eventually. I want to talk about that time where you guys weren't the Fray yet, and you were just about to be signed. I'm always a little bit curious about this. Like, is it a little bit like a hot high school football prospect that's being scouted by colleges, and you're getting calls all the time from different labels going, "We want you, we want you, we want you." Talk to us about what that time is like.
You know, it's scary and extremely exciting at the same time. The free dinners are really good.
That's against NCAA rules.
We literally, well, NCAA. We
You threw them off.
I really threw you.
Sports analogy has nothing to do with us. We don't do that thing.
Do you remember when we had the deal like ready to go and we hadn't signed anything yet? But I said, "Do you remember?" There was this time when
I do remember, Isaac. That's funny that you mentioned.
Why don't you go ahead and tell that story? We were ready to go with Sony, and there was another label that like jumped in fourth quarter, and they're like, "We need you. We're flying a man out tonight. So
we're gonna sign you."
We got this phone call, and the guy's like, "I'm at the hotel. Where do you guys want to meet?" And we're like, "Oh, I'll call you back." So we called our manager, and he's like, "Do not, under any circumstances, go to dinner with that man."
No, but the big thing the night before, because I knew he was coming out and everything, you might not know.
I was in the dark.
But Dave was like, I called Dave because Dave's our food guy, and if you don't know, he does like reviews on restaurants and all this. He's
pretty big deal.
He's a big deal. So I asked him the night before. I was like, "So where should we go to dinner tomorrow night? What's a good spot that we haven't been to yet?" And he told me like some Kevin Taylor in Denver. So we were planning on just having a great dinner,
free dinner,
and not so much signing a deal. But the guy didn't know that. If you're out there.
Yeah, the guy's like, "That was freaking me." Anyways, it's a very tumultuous time.
Yeah, but an exciting one. You look back at it and like, that was pretty cool time. Or was it more stressful than anything else?
More stressful.
Yeah, it was very stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, you're like picking. It's like a marriage, or something. You know, you're picking who you're gonna be with for
the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's something like that. But yeah, it was super scary. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Well, let's hear some more stuff off the new CD here. It's The Fray live on the Burt Show and Q100.
Things we don't talk about, rather do without, and just hold the smile. Falling in and out of love, ashamed and proud of, together all the while. You can never say never, while we don't know when, but time and time. Younger now than we were before. Don't let me go. 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 Picture. Under your command, I will be your guardian when all is crumbling. Steady your hand. You can never say never while we don't know when, but time and time and time again. Younger now than we were before. So
morning about Valentine's Day, so I'm wondering what you guys have in store for Valentine's Day, because I would think being The Fray, all you have to do is write a song for your woman, be like, yeah, la 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 la, I love you baby, I love you baby, and that's it. So I'm just wondering what you guys
that's
do.
That's not it.
Yeah, the bar must be set pretty high for you guys.
Yeah.
The first time I met my wife, actually, like 3 hours into it, I was at a friend's house, and I was playing piano, because that's what I did. And she was watching me, and I was like, hey, can I play you a song? She's like, sure, whatever. So I played her. It's like breakup song from my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, dude.
And I finished the last note, and I was like, in 100. And she stood up and walked away. Didn't say a thing. And I was like, I must have this woman. So yeah, I think to some extent they see past the music and all that, and to our faults, straight to them. So I think, you know, for Valentine's and stuff, we just have to be home. I think that makes all the difference.
So the bar isn't set high. It's pretty low.
It's pretty low, actually. Here. Just to be there would be enough.
Succeeding.
You established that early on.
Yeah, we made sure that was going to happen. Okay.
Just show up. I was watching some footage last night of you guys performing live. I think it was the American Music Awards. Is that in November?
Yeah.
I'm curious because, you know, the producers strategically put, like, the biggest stars in the first couple of rows there for TV purposes. I'm wondering if you guys have ever done an award show like that and looked out and been, oh, my God, there's blank, 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 and been a little bit nervous about the performance.
Yeah. There was one thing where it was like Tony Bennett was there and
Stevie Wonder,
all these crazy people. Actually, the weirdest moment I had was for this Yamaha gig that I did, and it was like five artists, and then the surprise artist was Stevie Wonder. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, Stevie Wonder. And then they handed all of us mics, and they're like, go sing with him. And I didn't know the song, so I was like standing over there. And it was me and John Legend. And John was like wailing and doing his little Marvin Gaye dance. And I was like, oh, I could do that. So I started doing this like chicken dance. Thank God Stevie couldn't see me. But I found out later, I was like, I asked Ben, because Ben was there. I was like, dude, did you hear me? Was it okay? And he's like, your mic was not even turned on. You are so white.
Tell us about the new album. Like I said, it comes out February 3rd. So what to expect from it?
I think it's, we feel good artistically about it. Like, it's the next step. There's dynamics on this record that we didn't have on the last record. There's like the softer songs are more delicate, and the high energy songs are more intense and have more energy. I think we're just overall just proud of it as a collective, and we still have that Frey stamp on it. So February 3rd.
Is there an absolute final, like, finality to making a new album? Like, when you hit the last chord, the last note of the last song, do you guys realize, okay, it's done now, let's party, or is that really not the end?
Well, I wish. When was that last chord? I think we all had... You bought like Captain Nelson's. What was that?
It was something. Yeah, I remember something. Mildly amusing story about that, John. I remember playing the last note on my pianos and stuff like that. And we was at the studio in Denver, and I hit it, and like I went home, and I was like breathing deep, and I thought it was gonna be over. And then there was like 6 months of mixing and mastering.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we wrote this other song that everybody freaked out. We're like, that's a hit, and it didn't make the record, so. Maybe we should have put it on there. But yeah, it feels like it won't quite be done until Tuesday.
Yeah.
When it comes out. It's like, well, can't change it now because you just bought it.
So how many songs do you record, and then how many make the album?
We narrowed it down. We recorded probably like 20-some, like rough demos and just kind of sketching stuff out. And then actually in the studio, it was like probably 14 songs or 15. So yeah, I narrowed it down to about 10, and all of those that didn't make it were horrible. Well, not horrible, but there was just some fell apart, like in the studio, and didn't come out the way you wanted it to. So, yeah, you just kind of narrow it down.
If the album comes out Tuesday morning, do you guys sleep Monday night because you're so excited? It doesn't matter anymore. You're very zen with it, or is that a day that you track how many sales? Or that's just not important, you guys.
I think we're doing a morning show at 4 a.m. So yeah. We'll be up.
Yeah,
we used to say. My tour manager just got so tired just then.
He's like, when will it end?
No, last record I went into Best Buy or something and picked it up, and the guy was like, will there be anything else? And I was like, no, just this. And I went to breakfast with my wife and just waited for the texts to come in.
You see SoundScan, there's one sale and it was yours.
Yeah, it was a pretty first week for the brand.
Hey, good luck on Tuesday, guys. I hope it goes great. And thanks to the Fray for coming on in. They played last night at Variety Playhouse and woke up this morning and came in and hung out with you guys at Q100. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you.
The Fray, Burt Show, Q100.
The Burt Show.